It's time.
We are not called to be nice.
Sandy Rios, welcome, Sandy. Thanks for being here.
We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
And you still like me, or you don't like me, James?
Are you okay? You all right?
I'm a musician. I can't help it.
Longtime Fox News contributor Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
We have, I think it's 4-1 youth in America wants gay marriage.
Our kids are the product of public schools. No wonder they poll the way they do.
It's time to stand up or we're going to lose everything we have.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something.
This isn't a game. This is real life.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association.
A pro-life radio talk show host.
Some things are worth fighting for.
And good Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning. How about Friday morning? Friday morning. Yes. Oh my goodness. What a day. What a day. This is the 20th day of January, 2017. My goodness. Conservatives have been waiting for this day for months. Some would say they have been waiting for this day for about 8 years. And it is a big day in Washington, D.C. I've just been watching the sun come up in Washington, D.C. It was a beautiful sunrise this morning. Now, I'm not sure about the latest forecast. They have been predicting rain. We'll have to see what happens there. But since about 4 o'clock this morning, East Coast time, they have started to gather in front of that Capitol building and the stage that has been set for the inauguration, which will happen in about 3 hours and 53 minutes from about now. And but of course the celebrating has been going on there. The Trumps arrived yesterday. It was quite an interesting scene yesterday, the flight down from New York for the Trump family. For the first time, he was not aboard the Trump airplane. It was aboard a United States Air Force plane. And for a lot of people who were observing that yesterday, that simple symbol of him flying on that United States Air Force plane, hey, this is real. Donald Trump is going to be the president of the United States. And that image captured a lot of people yesterday. His arrival there, the motorcade downtown from the Air Force Base downtown. And, you know, of course, the criticisms were that he had a lunch yesterday at the hotel that he owns in Washington. And there was a reporter yesterday. There was a press briefing. Sean Spicer, the press agent for Trump, and he was asked the question, don't you think it's a conflict of interest that Mr. Trump is holding a lunch at his own hotel? And Spicer said, no, that's just smart. He's going to stay in his own hotel until, of course, he moves into the White House. But that's the kind of attitude that, unfortunately, is going to continue. We know that with the mainstream media. But the celebrations were everywhere yesterday, a moving ceremony yesterday by the president and vice president-elect Pence laying a wreath to the unknown soldier. That was a very moving ceremony yesterday. And then, of course, last night, the celebrations began. And I was watching this. The crowds began to gather in front of the Lincoln Memorial there for the big Make America Great concert. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people, and that concert continued on into the evening. President-elect will soon be able to drop that title. It'll be President Trump. But he came out to speak and set, I thought, was an incredible tone in a very humble spirit. Let's play a little bit of that, Jeff, our producer here, so people can get a little grasp. Most of us aren't able to make it to Washington, but this is, I think, just capturing, I believe, the tone that Donald Trump is going to bring to the presidency.
So this journey began 18 months ago. I had something to do with it, but you had much more to do with it than I did. I'm the messenger. I'm just the messenger. And we were tired, and I love you. Believe me, I love you. We all got tired of seeing what was happening. And we wanted change, but we wanted real change. And I look so forward to tomorrow. We're going to see something that is going to be so amazing. So many people have poured into Washington, D.C. This started out tonight being a small little concert. And then we had the idea, maybe we'll do it in front of the Lincoln Memorial. I don't know if it's ever been done before, but if it has, very seldom. And the people came by the thousands and thousands, and here we are tonight, all the way back. All the way back. So it's a movement that began. It's a movement that started. And it's a movement like we've never seen anywhere in the world, they say. There's never been a movement like this. And it's something very, very special. And we're going to unify our country. And our phrase, you all know it, you're half of you wearing the hat, make America great again. But we're going to make America great for all of our people, everybody.
Well, there you have it, a bit of an excerpt from Donald Trump's speech last night in front of that crowd of thousands and thousands in front of the Lincoln Memorial, a music concert for basically. His whole family was there. I was talking to my wife last evening, and it was quite a scene when they arrived in Washington yesterday to see the Trump family getting off. You know, daughters, husbands, sons with their wives, their kids, as we've come to know them over the last several months, just a beautiful family. And they are going to be very much part of this administration. And I think what you just heard is a preview of what I've been told of the kind of speech you're going to hear a little bit later on this this morning, this afternoon, for those of you in the East Coast. The kind of speech you're going to, very philosophical, forward-looking, not a necessarily a political agenda speech, but basically kind of laying out, just as he said, make America great again. And a lot of Christians excited about this, excited about the kind of people that are around Donald Trump, certainly people like Vice President-elect Pence, who born-again believer, people like Kellyanne Conway, who people say is also a believer. That's a senior advisor. And so there's a great deal of optimism. But we are also aware, that Donald Trump and his conservative team have also brought out a lot of hatred in this country. At last count, 68 Democrats say they're not going to be at the inauguration. They don't support this president. That boycott all started with Congressman Lewis from the Atlanta area, who referred to Donald Trump as an illegitimate president, and has just grown. So there's all close to 70 or perhaps even more Democrats who say they're not going to show up. And then there are the anarchists who have promised to show up. Indeed, they did even last night to begin their disruption. And that's why there's so much security there in Washington, D.C. Security that has gone beyond other inaugural events. So wanted to play you a little bit of Pete Hegseth. He is a reporter with Fox News, and he's an ex-military guy. He was brave enough last night to go out in the midst of these protesters, and I wanted just to give you a little flavor of the kind of opposition, the kind of people who are protesting against Donald Trump. So let's play a little bit of that right now.
It looks like this is the stop the Trump pants regime before it starts. Somehow they're going to stop the regime before 12 noon tomorrow when Donald Trump puts his hand on the Bible. I'm going to talk to some of these guys and see what they think. Are you willing to talk? No? Sir, you got these signs. Are you willing to talk to us? Why are they a fascist? Why are they fascist?
Trump and Pence are illegitimate.
Lots of chants, not a lot of answers. What are you protesting?
The United States of America is a country that is based off the opposition of tyrannical governments. Cite the American Revolution, for example.
Everybody else, they call their popular vote, they call it the vote. They don't call it the popular, they call it the vote.
I'm a We the People supporter.
So if you're for Hillary Clinton, would you acknowledge she campaigned in the wrong states?
The majority of people think that he's illegitimate.
I think you should acknowledge that David Duke was a head member of the KKK.
And did Donald Trump not totally disavow David Duke? So where are your facts? I have the video. We can easily show it to you.
David Duke endorsed me? Okay. All right. I disavow. Okay?
You shouldn't let people in from countries where terrorists like ISIS are trying to infiltrate our country.
What are we supposed to do? We're supposed to, like, make people tell us their religion. That's not what America's about.
What about Somalia? Is ISIS
Al-Shabaab? Is Al-Shabaab not seeking to commit terrorism from my home state of Minnesota?
Absolutely, no, they are. You're right. You should perhaps be careful.
Please don't touch my camera. I'm not. You don't have to talk to me if you don't want to. As you can tell, we have a very tolerant group out here. Why are you wearing a gas mask and a tactical vest? Are you a...
He always has a way to twist things around.
Are you a scuba diver?
Absolutely not.
You say we live in dangerous times. No, are you talking to ISIS? Are you talking about ISIS? I'm
talking about Donald Trump.
Golly. You know, a little further down in that excerpt from Pete Hegseth, one of the Fox hosts, as I say, I'm not sure if it's ex-Marine or certainly ex-military, but he talks to this kid who basically says he'd rather live in Russia and who is a big fan of Stalin. You know, and for the most part, at least the people that you were able to see in this video and that Pete Hegseth talked with are young people. Not all of them, but most of them are young people. And I tell you what, America, that ought to be a sobering thought. Because the first question is, where are they getting this junk? Where are they getting this junk? I would propose to you that one of the major, major sources is our education system. Now, I'm not one to condemn all public schools, but there are many public schools where this kind of garbage, this kind of left-wing ideology starts, and certainly, certainly into our university system. You know, Dan Celia, and I know I'm speaking to a primarily Christian audience this morning, Dan Celia tells, and this is biblical truth, that every penny we have in our pocket belongs to God. And I would challenge you, parents, to think this morning about the tuition costs that you're paying to send your kids to these indoctrination centers, left-wing indoctrination centers. Is that really the way God wants you to be spending your money? I don't think so. But this is the source of it, I believe, for a lot of these young people. They are learning this. They are being taught this. They are being taught that capitalism is evil. They are being taught that Christianity is evil and that evil is good. That's what these kids are being taught. And you're seeing this manifested there in Washington, D.C. Be praying for the safety of the many, many Christians that are there in Washington, D.C. to take part in the celebrations today. Be praying for the safety of Donald Trump and his family and Mike Pence and others. Be praying for them. We are going to go. We have to take a break here. I don't think we have time to play one of these other clips of Donald Trump. But it's going to be, you know, Donald Trump is going to celebrate today. And conservatives that are there are going to be part of that celebration today. They're not going to let these left-wingers, these anarchists, stop them. But we do need to pray for their safety today. Hey, it's Fred Jackson sitting in for Sandy Rios. Sandy is in Washington, D.C., taking part in all of this, being part of the celebration today. And hopefully she's going to be able to join us on the line very shortly to give us some insight on what's happening up there, what she is seeing, what she's going to be doing today. And it's an exciting day. It's an exciting day for America as we see this wonderful, peaceful, somewhat peaceful transition of power in this country. It is a day to celebrate, but to pray for Trump and Pence and pray for their years in office that God is going to give them, that they would honor the Lord. Much more ahead here on Sandy Rios in the Morning. Got to take a little break here, but we are back in just a few moments.
Isn't it refreshing to have a president that isn't hostile to Christianity? Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman with the American Family Association and American Family Radio. You know, our country was founded on the Judeo-Christian worldview. There's no question about it. The Christian religion was dominant in early America, and there's a reason our country was called a Christian nation. We're going to see this rich history when we go to Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon on our Spiritual Heritage Tour in June, and then the other one in September. In addition, we're going to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown on a separate tour, but you can do both of those tours with us if you would like to. Stephen McDowell of the Providence Foundation will be our historian as he tells us about our great Christian heritage and history. For more information on either of these tours, go to spiritualheritagetours.com. That's spiritualheritagetours.com.
I have some great health news. Statistics now reveal what happens if you exercise daily. You die healthier. Of course, you live healthier too. Sometimes people make the mistake of being so focused on health, they forget that one day they will die. Other statistics confirm that 100% of us will indeed pass away. Actually, we didn't need a lot of research to remind us of that fact. Hebrews 9, verse 27 says it this way, "It is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. To live well, exercise daily, but to die well, exercise your faith in Jesus Christ." This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's plan for life after death on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
From Washington, I'm Todd Stearns with this Fox News and commentary next.
How would you like to finish your degree online? Truett McConnell University makes that possible with their top-notch online program. You can even earn a master's in theology. For 70 years, Truett McConnell University has been preparing students to fulfill God's high calling on their lives, on campus or online. A degree that can not only change your life, but also your workplace. Truett.edu is the website. That's Truett.edu.
Fourth graders at a Michigan grade school will not be allowed to watch President Trump's inauguration address. A teacher at Explorer Elementary School in Williamston allegedly sent an email to parents telling them he was concerned about the kids being exposed to inappropriate behavior and language. The teacher went on to say he asked to review the president-elect's inaugural address. But so far, the campaign has not responded. Well, I suspect the Trump transition team has more pressing matters than letting an arrogant school teacher censor the president-elect's speech. One parent turned over the letter to talk radio host Steve Gruber, and now the entire nation knows. I reached out to the principal as well as the superintendent, but so far they have not responded. So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and just assume they were left speechless by the teacher's pretentious pomposity. From Washington, I'm Todd Starnes.
Don't forget to connect with Sandy Rios in the morning on Facebook or email Sandy at sandy@afr.net. That's sandy@afr.net. Sandy Rios in the morning on American Family Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Sandy Rios in the morning. Fred Jackson sitting in for Sandy today on this Inauguration Day. January 20, 2017. What an exciting time. We're going to be witnessing history today, folks, as businessman Donald Trump, who was, let's face it, even many, many conservatives, when he made that little trip down the escalator there, Trump Tower, was it almost 2 years ago, and announced that he was going to run for president. We were talking about this yesterday in today's issues. You know, I think most of the country thought this is a joke. This is not going to happen. But you know what? We didn't know Donald Trump. We didn't know. And I was listening to an interview this morning with one of his senior advisors, Kellyanne Conway, and we've gotten to know her very well. And, you know, she knows the guy, and he's brilliant. And, yeah, he's going to be a different type of leader, but a lot of people think, and that's what you saw manifested on Election Day. A lot of people think we need a Donald Trump right now. Yeah, he has his critics, and some of the criticism is justified. But America has spoken. There's a bunch of people, as we were just listening to a few moments ago in those protests last night, that, you know, they're going to be there. And then there's those 68 plus, I guess, Democrats now who don't want to be there. That's fine. If you want to stay home and sulk, that's up to you. But, you know, there's a lot of celebrating. There were thousands gathered last night for Make America Great Again concert. There were other events going on around Washington, D.C., people celebrating. And one of those people was Sandy Rios, and she joins us on the line right now from D.C. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, Fred.
Welcome to your show. Welcome to your show. It's really good to have you on your show.
Oh, it's really nice to be a guest on my show. And Fred, listen, thanks. Everybody loves it when you fill in. And fill in is probably not the right word for you. When you host this show, because you bring so much expertise and knowledge, and it's just a rich benefit to me to have you there when I'm not there.
Well, it's an honor to be here, especially on this very special day. So tell us, you've been in Washington a couple of days now. Tell us what you've been up to and give us kind of a feel for what's going on there.
Well, it is in many ways, and it's an exciting time. This is a different place to live, you know, uh-huh. because at any moment, all the streets can be shut down and you see, you know, six huge black vehicles and sirens wailing. You just kind of get used to living that way. You see them go down whoever it is, the motorcade going down 395 or up to Merrill, and then you just get used to things being shut down. But of course, things are really shut down. I saw a huge truck yesterday bringing in more tank barricades, and they started shutting the city down, at least parts of it, early yesterday afternoon.
Sandy? Did you say tank barricades?
Yeah, those concrete barricades that you see. Okay. Uh-huh. It kind of become normal to us, actually.
Okay.
But they after 9/11, big barricades went up in front of all of the major buildings, but they're adding additional, I think, portable barricades. I think they're worried, you know, about this new discovery of the Islamists using these big trucks. Mm-hmm. You know, to go into crowds. And so I think they're concerned about that, and so they're doing everything they can to stop that. But there's also a ton of excitement, Fred, honestly. You know, we are right in the middle of a really, most of Washington is actually quite liberal and left. After 8 years of Obama, there aren't that many conservative strongholds here. In fact, you could argue none. So people are gloomy on the street and sort of hostile, and they know that things are about to shift in this city, and they feel like it's theirs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a battle kind of on a personal level, but on the streets, you know, the protesters are already gathering, and they attacked some people at the so-called deplorable ball last night. That's not where I was. I was at a different ball. But they actually attacked and brought blood, hit people, that were attending the ball when they went in and went out. So and that was the ball, you might recall, Fred, that James O'Keefe caught these two protesters undercover at a pizza place talking about putting acid in the HV system at the location where the deplorable ball was going to be. They were actually planning to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the one they had targeted. Today, you know, they want to shut down the inaugural, and as I understand it, the protesters can get in. They have every right to get in, just as my husband and I will be going to those security lines.
Mm-hmm.
And so they will be inside, and it is concerning, you know, to wonder what it is they'll be able to accomplish. But the people that are here and have come from all over the country are so excited, Fred. The ball that I attended last night was hosted by Todd Starnes. Alveda King did the prayer at the end. But there was it was a time of such celebration. And the theme was just thanking God, thanking God. And now, Lord, you know, help us to be good stewards now and to catch this window of time and to do what it is you have called us to do. You know, on our knees before you. It really was wonderful. Just a wonderful celebration. So today we will be going down to the inaugural and listening to the president be sworn in and listening to his speech. So, from all reports, it's supposed to be a very powerful speech. Mm-hmm. Initially, Stephen Miller had written the speech. Stephen was on staff for Jeff Sessions and wrote lots of the speeches that Trump gave on the campaign trail that were so good. You remember when his speeches began to sort of soar in their rhetoric? It was Stephen Miller.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like Trump has sort of taken ownership of this one. So we'll see what that's all about.
I was listening. We played an excerpt a few moments ago from Donald Trump's speech last night at the Make America Great concert. And it kind of set the flavor. I was listening to Kellyanne Conway to talk a little bit about the speech, but he was very humble last night. He said, you know, I played a little part in this election, but it was really you. And he got this big cheer from the crowd, and he said, I'm just the messenger. And that's not a Donald Trump that that the left would like us to see.
Oh, no, I know. And, you know, I think that's the man we began to see. After he won the nomination, I think we saw change in him.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been subtle, but it just was sobering. He just became more sober. And I remember hearing him say, maybe it was the night he accepted the night he won.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I've traveled all over this country, and I've seen the American people. I see how they're suffering, you know. And I've seen people out of jobs, and he said, I know this country now. And that was very moving to me, because I thought, yeah, he really actually does.
Mm-hmm.
He has been with Americans in the trenches, and he's actually cared enough to go out there and listen to them and hear what their circumstances are. So he, I think, is going to be a man of the people. He's not going to be perfect, Fred. We're going to cringe at some things. I'm just sure of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of really big things are going to be done well. One interesting thing, at that Make America Great Again concert on the Mall, right in front of the Lincoln Memorial, it was gorgeous. But the one thing I wanted to point out, actor John Voight, did you hear his comments, Fred, by chance?
I did not, no. Tell us about it.
Well, he came out and he was kind of like the initial greeter, welcomer, and he gave a bit of a speech. And he said, we are only here because God has heard our prayers.
Wow.
God has had mercy on us in this country, and we thank God for answered prayer. It was powerful, Fred.
Wow.
And that's what started the concert.
I'm going to see if the guys can find that speech somewhere. Maybe we can get it on the show before we end today, because that is so powerful. There's a Hollywood actor who didn't boycott.
No, well, of course he's been bold for a long time now.
I know.
He's part of that. You know, they call it the Lincoln in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny because most of the men and women who belong don't want to be known. But he is just right out there. You know, it's just like he is who he is. But it was a wonderful foundation for that concert,
uh-huh.
And the concert, of course, was. Of the people, you know, not Hollywood talent. It was a guy, they had a YouTube a piano group that had become a YouTube sensation, and they did a great job. So it was a concert of the people, plus the military bands, and which I love. The militaries, our various branches of the military have the best musicians, Fred, and do some of the finest music. Of course, a lot of it Americana, which is lovely and appropriate,
mm-hmm.
at an inauguration. So it was, that was fun. That was just fun. And closed with fireworks that are better than what we've seen on the 4th of July here in D.C.
It's
so
terrific. I'm just watching a video, the Donald Trump and his family just leaving Blair House, where they spent the night last night. And I believe there is a church service of type this morning, and then he has tea at the White House, and I guess then they head over to the Capitol building.
Now, one heads up, there are two. Don't ask me to explain this because I can't. But there are at least two prayer services today.
Okay.
One is at the National Cathedral, and an imam will deliver a call to prayer along with the other lineup, and so there was. Of course, National Cathedral is left of the left.
Yeah.
But that's Donald Trump and Mike Pence will be there. But there is another prayer breakfast where it's pastors and Jewish, I don't know if it's Jewish rabbis, but it's people from Israel, and it's going to be a more private prayer gathering this morning. So mm-hmm. I know when people hear the imam doing the call to prayer, it's going to be, don't think that the Trump transition team created that. Mm-hmm. It's a national cathedral.
Yeah. Exciting times.
Anyway.
You're going to be in front of the Capitol building. Is that where you and your husband are heading this morning?
We're actually going to the Reagan Center. They're having I think they're going to use a big screen, and there are going to be lots of people there.
Okay.
In a more comfortable setting. It's supposed to start raining, but I think, you know, actually, since you ask, I think my husband and I are probably going to hike it down because we really want to be there.
Sure.
So,
rain or shine, right?
Yeah, rain or shine, yeah.
Hey, Sandy, we're just so pleased and so pleased that you're there, and we know some other members, American Family Association, are in town for this. And I know some of them, I think, are obviously they're not going to make it in front of the Capitol building, but they're going to be there for the parade this afternoon, which starts, I guess, early afternoon. Is that when that occurs?
Yes, yeah, it happens after he is sworn in and after he gives his speech. And they are trying, the parade used to last anywhere, Fred, from like, I've heard, 4 to 6 hours. Mm. It would really drag it out. Well, the Trump team, even before the events of the last few days, have been trying to reduce the length of it. They're trying to actually get it down to an hour because Donald Trump wants to get back to the White House and do business. So it's true. So, and one heads up, I've been told in meetings that there's going to be a real, he's going to hit the ground running. Uh-huh. It's going to be big. That's why I say huge. Huh. Whatever he's going to do back in the White House is going to be major. There's going to be a lot of it. He plans to, like, lay down the marker.
Really?
Right away. Yes.
So this is this afternoon. He's not going to take the weekend off.
No, I don't. I mean, I don't. My understanding is that he's going to go right back to the White House and do some things. So we'll see what those things are.
It's going to be a terrific day. Hey, Sandy, so good to have you on your show, as we say.
Thank you, Fred. It's a pleasure to be on my show.
Yes, it is. You and your husband have a great day with others who are celebrating there in Washington, D.C. And I know you'll have more to say about this when you come back on Monday. And I tell you what, it's going to be an exciting time. And as you said, you know, we're going to have to be vigilant with the Trump administration and hold their feet to the fire. And but I think it's going to be an exciting time.
Yes, I did too. I think it's God. I do believe God has answered prayers in ways we did not expect. Many of us, this is not specifically what we pray for, but I think God has given his people a window of time, and he's just now it's ours. I'm not talking about passing bills. That's part of it. But the most important thing is that the people of God be his people, be salt and light.
Amen.
And influence our culture to change from the inside out. That's what we have to do.
Amen. Hey, Sandy, have a great day there in Washington.
Okay, thanks a lot, Fred. Talk to you soon.
All right, take care. There's Sandy Rios. As you hear, she's one of the many thousands of conservatives, evangelical Christians that have gathered in Washington, D.C. today to celebrate this transition of power. We're looking at the clock here now, 3 hours and 21 minutes. Lord willing, that is when Donald Trump will put his hand on the Bible and he will be sworn in as the 45th president of the United States. Mike Pence will become Vice President Pence at that time, too. So an exciting day. Sandy mentioned we need to be praying for the safety of all these individuals today. Want to hear from you, 888-589-8840. Your expectations of the Trump administration, 888-589-8840. Your thoughts on the day. It is Inauguration Day, January 20, 2017. We are all of us, are going to witness an historic day in the history of this country. 888-589-8840. We'll hear from you when we come back right after the break.
We're in the financial business. We manage a couple of trusts, and some estates, and of course, our own monies too.
Courtney Trotter talks about the charitable gift annuity from the AFA Foundation.
I understand annuities about as much as anyone, I guess, can. So I just felt the charitable gift annuity was a win-win situation for many people that still are generating income and still have assets, because you never know when you may have to draw down on something like that. And if you don't ever have to, then it's even a better gift to get to a really good foundation like AFA, a very solid investment, a good way to help do the Lord's work, and it's there to help us as well.
Find out if the charitable gift annuity can work for you by calling the AFA Foundation at 800-326-4543, extension 345.
Is God calling you to pursue theological graduate education? What's keeping you from taking the first step? Is it time? What if you could choose from flexible class options? Is it money? What if competitively priced seminary offered academic scholarships? Do you think you're alone? What if your classmates were just like you, balancing careers and families with seminary? Hello, I'm Dr. John Nyhoff, president of Wesley Biblical Seminary in Jackson, Mississippi. Take the first step. Visit wbs.edu.
To sharpen the faith of Christians and to share the good news of Jesus Christ with those who don't know Him. That is the mission of the Christian Worldview Radio program. This is host David Wheaton inviting you to join us this Saturday morning at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, to pursue that mission as we discuss a compelling topic from a decidedly biblical perspective. The Christian Worldview, Saturday mornings at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, right here on AFR Talk.
Hi, this is Steve Tiber with 8 Days of Hope. 1,790 families have had their homes rebuilt because of you, the listener at American Family Radio, when you've partnered with 8 Days of Hope. We've been all over the country helping disaster victims to no fault of their own who lose everything to see volunteers show up and help them rebuild. 2 years ago, we started a rapid response division that goes within 72 hours and since then have gone to 15 communities across America. Would you consider becoming a part of 8 Days of Hope as we continue to look for ways to grow the ministry in 2017, please go to our website, 8daysofhope.com, and click on Get Involved, submit your email address, and the next time we go anywhere with a disaster, we'll invite you to come along as well. Please continue to pray for the ministry as we look forward to what God has in store for us. Thank you so much for your prayers, your financial support, and volunteering with 8 Days of Hope.
AFR urges you to support the ministry of 8 Days of Hope at 8daysofhope.com.
This is Frank Affney with the Secure Freedom Minute. It finally ends today with the peaceful transfer of power in Washington from Barack Obama to Donald Trump. What might be described as our long national nightmare will be over. 8 years of fundamentally transforming America. 8 years of an Obama doctrine that emboldened our enemies, undermined our allies, and diminished our country. 8 years of radical leftist domestic policies that seemed calculated to sow discord among the American people, and in recent days especially, to undermine the incoming administration from the get-go. It remains to be seen, of course, what will come next, especially given the determination of Mr. Obama actively to oppose his successor. But Mr. Trump's record of accomplishing big things, his palpable love of this nation, and his commitment to make it great again, holds out the prospect of a much-needed course correction and inspiring renewal. Let's roll. This is Frank Affney.
Sandy Rios in the morning on American Family Radio.
And welcome back to this Inauguration Day special edition of Sandy Rios in the morning. Fred Jackson sitting in for Sandy. And if you've been listening, Sandy is in Washington, D.C. with thousands of others to celebrate today, this Inauguration Day. It is a very special time. I'm going to try to keep you up to date, at least in this hour, with what's going on. The Trump family has just arrived at St. John's Church there in Washington, D.C. for a private prayer service. Sandy was talking a little bit about that. That is a special time of prayer for the family before there is this other service later on. And then, Donald Trump and his wife and others will be heading over to the White House to have tea with President Obama, soon to be ex-President Obama. And then they'll head over to the Capitol building for the big event, which is now about 3 hours and 15 minutes away. Going to go to the phone in just a moment. We were talking to Sandy a few moments ago, and she was quite moved by one of the addresses yesterday. It was given by John Voight, the actor, one of the few conservative actors in Hollywood. And she was telling us a little bit of what he had to say, but I wanted you to hear it for yourself. So let's listen to John Voight. He was speaking to the Make America Great Again concert that began in the early afternoon. This is what he had to say.
This is someday. Dear friends, fellow Americans, I'm so honored to be here to welcome you all to the inauguration of the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. We have all been witness to a very grueling year and a half for the president-elect. We have been witnessed to a barrage of propaganda that left us all breathless with anticipation, not knowing if God could reverse all the negative lies against Mr. Trump, whose only desire, was to make America great again. He certainly didn't need this job. And yes, God answered all our prayers. Because here it is. We will be part of history, all of us. And President Lincoln, who sits here with us, I'm sure is smiling, knowing America will be saved by an honest and good man who will work for all the people, no matter their creed or color.
Well, there you have it. A bit of speech yesterday from actor John Voight. Just a terrific speech. Had the crowd going there, warming them up for that concert that took place and went into the night last night. The rain has arrived in Washington, D.C. We're just watching some live shots from there, some people outside the Capitol area building with umbrellas. And inside, we're starting to see some of the crowd gathered there, and they're wearing their ponchos, and a lot of kids there with that Donald Trump hat, Make America Great Again. So they're not going to let the rain dampen their spirits there. An exciting day. Thousands and thousands already in front of the Capitol building there. We're still 3 hours and 12 minutes now away from that. Want to go to our phones, 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. Your thoughts on this inauguration day, 2017, your expectations of soon-to-be President Trump and his administration. And we just, as I say, want to hear your thoughts on this very, very historic day. And let's start in Oklahoma. And Bill, welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Thank you. God bless America, and I've been looking forward to this day for 8 years. under this administration, I'm a disabled veteran, and I've been drawing VA disability since 1979. And under this administration, this is the first time no annual cost of living raises were awarded during 4 years. And this year, this month, I was given a $9.50 a month raise.
Wow.
Oh, man, I can go out and buy a six-pack now. I hope that Trump keeps his word and starts looking out for the veterans. I'm headed right now to the Oklahoma VA hospital for a dentist appointment, and Oklahoma City VA is one of the worst VA hospitals in the United States. And I just hope that he does something to start taking care of the veterans, because that's one thing Obama did, was ignore the veterans' plight. 1% of this country stands up and rucks up to do what's needed to protect this country. Mm-hmm. And this president that's in there now does not respect us for it.
No.
That's all I got.
All right, Bill. Thank you so much, and we thank you for your service. That's number one. And yeah, there are a lot of people, a lot of bills out there, our military people who are hopeful that things are going to change for them, and our military will be respected again. All right, let's continue to hear from you. Shirley in Tennessee. Good morning, Shirley. Welcome to Sandy
Good
Rios
morning.
In the morning on this Inauguration Day.
Thank you. Good morning. My prayer is that there will be a peaceful transition, that Trump will get in there and immediately start sending these illegals up out of our country and having them come in the correct and right way. My prayer is for the education, the woman who's going to be over the education. I know for at least in my state that I got these statistics from the state that only 17% of our charter schools are actually even effective. I don't support charter schools. I'm a public school proponent. With good, bad, ugly, whatever, the public schools at least hire certified people. I've worked in charter schools that hire Teach for America folks who do not have to do the same types of courses and classes, et cetera, that the regular ed teachers and the music and art teachers have to do. They don't have to go through 4 years of college. They walk these people in, promise them to be certified in 2 years. If they stay, most of them go in just to get free education, and then they come into the school system, they stay a minute, and after about 2 years, they walk out because they really didn't want to teach. They just wanted education free, and their scores on their tests are horrible and deplorable, and most of the charter schools have principals, which is against charter school the way it's supposed to be made up, because charter schools are supposed to be manned by teachers. So I'm going to tell you that I don't like Common Core. We're already dealing with it, and she's very much a proponent. I know they're trying to say she's not, but she is. And that's a big concern for me. And isn't this Episcopal Church that Donald Trump's going to, which I believe that Episcopal churches are apostate churches because they have gay pastors, et cetera, not all, but many, and they allow that in their creed. Isn't this the one that allowed the Muslims to go, that Obama had the Muslims in, and they were allowed to go in there and take over the church service?
Yeah, this is the Episcopal Church in Sandy Rios, and Shirley, we thank you for your comments. This is the church that Sandy Rios made reference to where the other service is going to be held today. And I was just reading a story this morning where some Episcopals are upset that they're holding this service. They don't like Donald Trump. And our caller alluded to the fact that the Episcopal Church now endorses homosexual marriage. And so they don't like Donald Trump for a lot of, I guess, different reasons. But I did want to address one thing Shirley was mentioning about schools. Trump's nominee for Education Secretary is Betsy DeVos. And she made it very clear during her hearings yesterday, the Senate hearings earlier this week, she's not against public schools. What she is for is in places where the public schools are failing the kids, what she is really for is giving the parents the option of sending their kids somewhere else where they will get a good education. Now, that's what Betsy DeVos is all about. She is for vouchers so that parents... And really, this is the major point, turning education of your kids back under the control of parents and taking away from the teachers' union, which want to keep their kids in failing schools. And they always have their hands out for more money. Money may be a problem sometimes, but it's not always the problem, folks. It's really the attitude and the kinds of teaching that kids are getting. Parents want control of their educating of their kids again. And one way to do it is vouchers. Where the public schools are failing, parents ought to have the ability to make a choice to send their kids somewhere else because you only get one go at educating those kids. All right, let's try for at least one more call here. Tim in Virginia, go ahead.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
First time caller.
You are. Well, hi, congratulations. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, well, I want to speak to Sandy, but Sandy's not there, but that's cool, too. Anyway, I listened to all you guys, and from last year up to now, I really got really informed with an alternative news and understanding some things about politics and even, you know, about what's happening in our country. Uh-huh. I am a born-again Christian, and it was really disheartening to hear how people really hate, not so much Donald Trump, but just hate the change of presidents going in this country. Mm. And a lot of it just because of being misinformed. Mm-hmm. And I blame a lot of that stuff, the hate and rhetoric on, you know, on media.
Yes.
And stuff like that, and how they form people's mind. Because just in my little small circle of friends, they approach me and they say things. I'm like, okay, where are you getting it from? And how much of that is truth? You know, some of it has truth, but they're seeing one side of it. And it's like, you really can't talk about the election, because I even, you know, I said something to one of my friends about the election a little bit. And I, my hindsight was, don't say anything about it because it might cause friction in our friendship. Mm-hmm. And it really did.
Mm-hmm.
And but I will say this, that I know that I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, the new president. Not so much, I mean, I voted for Trump. He's a colorful dude. But I pray for him, and we pray that, you know, even the things he passed, the things he do, that we as believers continue to pray for him.
That's right.
And I just thank God for that. And I thank God for platforms such as this to inform people.
All right.
Have a blessed day.
All right, Tim.
I'm gone.
All right, Tim. Hey, listen, thank you. The first-time caller. We just put a station, new station, in the Virginia area where he's calling from. So we're excited about that. Let's try to squeeze in one more. I want to get as many as possible. That's Todd in Louisiana. Good morning, Todd.
Morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
It's morning in America again, and all I want to say is let's hope that Trump keeps his campaign promises.
Yes.
And, you know, I really want our taxes to be low,
mm-hmm.
and I want our kids to get a good education, because if you know, if you have a great education, you can write your own ticket. And I'm going to hang up and listen to you, brother.
All right, Todd. So good to hear from all of these people today. It is Inauguration Day in America, January 20th, 2017. And yes, there are the haters out there. And you know what? Maybe we can change some of their minds as we get to see what Donald Trump is actually going to do. Because there's a lot of negative reporting out there. I'm sure you're well aware of that. They're talking about an agenda that Donald Trump wants nothing to do with. But, you know, I think as Donald Trump begins to manifest his agenda, put his people in place, and, you know, I think he really does. The man really does want to make America great again. He's going to have lots of opposition. You have those 68 Democrats who say they don't want to go to the inauguration today. But that's all right. There are thousands and thousands, tens of thousands, even more. Hey, listen, we want to be praying for the safety of the Trump family, you know, Mike Pence, soon to be vice president, and all of those gathered there today for goodwill to celebrate this peaceful transition of power, to protect them from the evil folks, and that God would get into the hearts of these evil folks and change their minds, because this really is all part of a spiritual battle and that we need to be aware of. Pray that God will bless this wonderful country of America once again. Hey, good to be with you this morning. And Sandy will be back on Monday. She'll have a lot to say, I'm sure, about what she's going to experience today in Washington, D.C. And it is a day to praise and a day to pray as we get new leaders in this great country of America. Fred Jackson sitting in for Sandy. Have yourself a wonderful Inauguration Day. And stay tuned to American Family Radio. We'll keep you up to date on what's happening in D.C. this day. Bye-bye for now.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.